Welcome to R&D, our podcast. My name is Natalia Alvarado, and along with Alina Berea, in this episode, we will be talking about college careers.
College careers, our future, the rest of our lives. Sounds like a dreadful subject, doesn't it?
Although there are people who simply know what they want to be, for most of us, it's just really not that easy.
Which is why, in this episode, we'll be sharing a little bit of our experience choosing our college careers and a few tips to make your decision a little bit easier.
Let's begin. First of all, I don't really know about you, but choosing my career, my God, has it been hard. I mean, I'm talking hard, having mental breakdowns, straight up panic attacks at 3 a.m. Kind of hard, you know?
That doesn't sound nice. I mean, I know it's hard. For me, it has been really hard, like the pressure from my parents and from almost anyone, because it's really hard when people ask you, like, what do you want to study? What do you want to study? And you're like, okay, I don't know. Stop asking.
True.
But I didn't have panic attacks, and that sounds awful.
Yeah, I did have panic attacks, and I think it's because I'm really indecisive. You know, I just can't make a simple decision. Like, when we used to go out, you know, when we used to see the sun and look at the world and be able to touch people, we used to go for breakfast with my family, and I just wasn't able to pick something, so I just kind of panicked, you know, because I have so many choices, and I think I like everything, and then turns out I don't really like everything, I just think I like everything.
The same thing happened today to me. I mean, today, I was in a class and it was like a quiz of 80 questions, but it was about yourself. And like every two questions, I was sending photos to a group of my friends and asking them, okay, what do I put? What do I put? And then the teacher, I don't know what to put. What do I do? I mean, I'm so indecisive. And maybe the reason why this decision has been so hard to me is because I like to do many different stuff that some of them are not even related.
I know. And I think that's the thing about passion. Sometimes you think you really enjoy doing something, but you're not really passionate about it, you know? So maybe when we set our passion straight, we're able to maybe pick our career and a lot of things a lot more easily. For example, now I know that I'm passionate about pancakes. So every time I go out for breakfast, I just order pancakes.
What a nice example.
Excellent example.
But I totally agree. I do agree, but I also think that passions are like kind of difficult because I like many stuff. For example, I like taking photos and I like being able to guide others, but also to listen to them, but also like kind of business, but I don't like math, to be honest. But I do like business, but it's funny. So that's why I think the most difficult thing about a passion is to actually finding what really is a passion, because you need to decide if you're good and you like it.
Exactly. Okay. So I think defining our passions just helped make a decision about our careers, you know. I, for example, finally realized that I really enjoy writing lately, and I really enjoy taking photos, so that's why I'm gonna study journalism and photography. You know, it's just part of our daily lives on the news and the media, and you know, everywhere is everywhere, and I just feel so connected to it.
Oh, that career just sounds amazing. I mean, I think you would be great at it.
Oh my god, thank you.
I am not pretty sure. In my case, I'm not pretty sure, but since I have been thinking about it like a lot lately, I may be choosing a career related to digital design. I'm not sure which one because it's really confusing and there are many different careers, but one related to that. But if you ask me about my college, oh my god, I don't know anything.
My college. Oh, I have actually jumped around for like 10 years on where exactly do I want to study, and I just, you know, reduced my choice to two places. I either want to study on France or, you know, USA. I actually I want to study in New York because I just feel like, you know, the vibes, and I love that city. I've only been there, you know, once. I went there like 2 years ago for my birthday, and it was the most incredible experience ever. I just knew I was gonna, I'm destined to live there. I was like, I'm gonna study there. I'm gonna build my life in New York because it's just so beautiful, you know, and also France because, you know, I love France. And even though I speak very little French, I just think of the possibility of it being super cool, you know.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, I haven't been to New York, but I really want to be there. It sounds just amazing and as fascinating as you made it sound. As long as France. Yeah, France too. But for example, in my case, I do want to travel around the world. It's like my dream. I would love to marry a guy that is just like a millionaire. So he could take me everywhere I want. And I don't want to, I don't have to worry about that. That's my dream. No. But I do love the idea of traveling around the world. But even though I like to travel and to be somewhere, I have to admit for my career, I believe for me, studying here in Mexico is my best option and my best chance. Because I know I have the support of my family and my parents, and I won't be feeling lonely, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's funny because the support of my parents was actually what made me choose my career, but I'll also I think I've changed around like a lot. Like there was a time I wanted to be actually like a princess, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a princess, and then I wanted to be like a cop.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? Everybody loves princesses. And I also wanted to be a Power Ranger because that was, you know, that was a thing that happened. But there was a time, you know, there was a time in my life, probably when I was like 12 or 13, when I really got obsessed with Grey's Anatomy. I just started watching it and I said like, oh my God, this is my calling. I mean, this is the thing. This is the thing that I do for the rest of my life. And then, unfortunately, that didn't work out because, you know, once I had like a lab thing with like a biology lab thing where we were like dissecting a cow or something, and it was just terrible. It was just terrible. I'm telling you. I mean, I barely made it through. I almost passed out like, I don't know, like 3 times, and the rest of the time I just wanted to puke so badly. I was pale. I just did not enjoy that experience, which is why I discovered, you know, being a doctor maybe not my thing.
Oh my God. That activity that we didn't laugh, I mean, for me, it was like the best activity we had ever had in like any lab class. It was just amazing. I mean, I don't want to be a doctor. I would never be a doctor. I think I wouldn't be able to handle it. But I loved that activity. It was like super interesting how like the cow, I gotta admit that I was laughing at girls that were actually outside, like, oh my God, I'm so nervous, I'm so scared, I don't want to see. And I was like, oh my God, just chill, it's a cow, it's dead.
Yeah, well, so okay, you're insane, so that's fun.
I'm not insane, but thank you. But now that we're talking about when you were like watching Grey's Anatomy and that, I just remember that when I was a little kid, I wanted to be everything. I mean, I literally wanted to be Barbie, like, to be anything.
That's the dream, you know?
I remember, like, the three, yeah, absolutely. But the three most things that I wanted to be was an actress, a singer, and a dancer. My whole life, I have loved, like, that three things, mostly dancing and singing. But then I went to theater, and I liked the actress part. But when I was little, I also wanted to be like a vet and a scientist just to expose things. And it was really funny.
You know, I actually wanted to be an actress for like a period of like 3 years of my life. I just really wanted to be there. So my mom just signed me up in this in the school musical, and unfortunately, I realized that you know, maybe not, you know, because my three most important roles were I was a mirror, and I was a grass, which was very cool, you know.
Cool.
Grass is cool.
Oh my God.
And I was also, you know, the one that I enjoy the most. I was a shadow. I was a shadow. A singing shadow, but a shadow nonetheless. So I just, you know, I left it behind me.
That's just sad. I haven't actually been in a play, you know, like actually acting. I went to theater classes, but it was just a mess, and we weren't able to perform like an actual play. But I gotta say that you were mentioning your mom, how she like pushed you to do what you wanted to do, and that's just the definition of parents. I mean, literally, the persons that influence the most. I mean, my decisions in mostly everything, but mostly this thing that is the career, was definitely my parents. Always,
yeah. My parents did influence a lot on me too. I mean, mostly my mom, because I'm just really close to her. But she was actually the one who led me to choose journalism and photography. You know, she's a teacher, and she's actually a lot of things. She's a great cook, and, well, a lot of things. But she is a teacher, and she kind of, like, led me to this webpage where I just, you know, put all my hobbies. And then I realized, like, oh, my God, I really like writing, you know. I really like writing. And, you know, I wish everybody had that personal life. But since we are in El Roble, we actually have a class in, you know, TPU that is called Orientación Vocacional. And I know you're in it, so... How is it? Is it cool?
Yeah. It's really cool. I was totally lost. Like, I literally came to the class telling the teacher, like, okay, here's my situation. I don't know anything. I know I don't want to be an architect because my sister is an architect and I just hate it. I mean, it sounds so
Oh, my God.
Difficult.
My dad is an architect. My dad is an architect.
It is so difficult. So difficult. I mean, I am watching her suffering all the time, constantly, and it's just awful. But I remember entering into the class and saying that to the teacher, and since the first class, we were taking quizzes, and he was like, okay, this quiz in order to know in what you are good, and this thing, and also this thing, and it was just amazing, because that's the thing that actually helped me decide that I wanted something related to digital design.
Oh, that is absolutely incredible. I mean, maybe I'll be there, you know, next semester.
I think you would be great at that class, and you should really enter it, because that has been a significant part of my life in this moment. So I think that is it. That's it for today. And in the next episode, our special guest will give us an insight into what it really means to choose a career and a few tips that will help you choose your career.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to check out our previous and upcoming episodes of R&T. See you next time.